Hi guys, my name is Samara. I am 17 years old and I am a student of Federal Institute of São Paulo. I am in the group 4 and will present an English segment. My English teacher is Jacqueline Lopes. In this podcast, we present Angela Daniela's immigration history, a Colombian immigration. The following interview will show Angela's immigration process. The voices are only representation of the real interview and do not correspond to the real interviewer and interviewed wants.
What's the reason for your immigration?
Actually, it was a matter of curiosity, you know. I wanted to change what was common to me. I always had the will of traveling, get to know new places, so I have entered. It was not because of any conflict that unfortunately my country is suffering. Also, I wanted to have new opportunities that I didn't have in my country because I'm not financially well. So, I wanted to live, get to know another language. And thank God, now I am speaking another language.
When did you come?
I've been living outside my country for 3 years, more or less.
How was your journey until you get here?
Well, my journey until I arrived in Caraguá was a little slow, because I traveled to Rio de Janeiro, then I started to travel, get to know your country. I went to Uruguay, and when I came back, I had the opportunity to get to know Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, something like this. Now, I've been lived here for 1 year.
Who did you come with?
I came with a group of friends, actually.
So don't you have a family here?
Yes, I've got no family here. My father and my mother are in Colombia. I actually came for me because I told my mom, maybe in another country I will have opportunities I don't have here, because I wanted to go to a university. There are public universities there indeed, but I didn't strength, maybe because I didn't have the money to afford the university, and it drove me upset. When you are a teenager, you have conflicts in your head, so I wanted to give up everything and decided to venture and see what I can get in another country, and I got good opportunities here. And I'm very grateful to you because Brazilian people are very friendly. When I was traveling, I didn't have money, so I worked on the streets. I sold what I could sell so that I could eat but the tickets, because taxes here in Brazil are very high. So in order to travel, despite of begging clothes, you pay at least 100 reais. And when it's far, you pay 800 reais. So it gets hard to travel. In other countries, it is kind of different. In Bolivia, it's much cheaper. In Peru, it's much cheaper. So when you arrive here and you are going to buy a ticket, you say, whoa, it's very expensive. But nevertheless, Brazil is a very nice country. I hear that phrases from someone, the best of Brazil are Brazilian people. Sounds better in Portuguese. Because it's unbelievable, you are very cool people.
What's the reason of choosing this city?
Well, before I moved to here, I lived in Rio de Janeiro, and it's kind of expensive to live there. So we had friends living here, and we moved to here too.
How was the first impact with this new culture?
When you arrive in a country that speaks a different language, like Portuguese, is very cool, because it's different indeed. When I got to know Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, even Uruguay, that speak the same language as me, it's a very cool experience, but as we speak the same language, it's not that different. When you arrive here, your country is very different. You are very happy, very friendly.
Do you intend to return to your country?
I do. Actually, I want to finish my studies. I study environment. I will finish in the middle of the next year, and I can stay here until September of next year. I don't know if they will be able to renew my document, because in order to renew documents of a foreigner, he needs to be working. But no, I am not work, I'm studying. I don't know if I can stay. Besides, I am a single child. My mom is alone, so I don't know if she comes, if I go. Because I'm taking a technical course, and after that I want to go to university. And it takes 5 years, it's a long time. And the truth is, your land always pulls you. You can travel all over the world, but your country is yours.
Was there a lot of discrimination or xenophobia?
Well, Colombia is very known for Pablo Escobar, so everybody asks me. Everybody has this curiosity about Pablo Escobar. And I answer because I know it's a curiosity, because they sell his image every year and people get curious. But once I was talking to a man and he said, "And the coca," referring to cocaine. And I was like, "Coca?" So he saw I didn't like the joke and said, "Coca-Cola," etc. But I felt he was trying to make me feel like a trafficker, because Pablo Escobar is from Colombia too. But Colombia has things much better than Pablo Escobar. But unfortunately, he marked our history. Thank you for your attention and understanding. We are just beginning students. Thanks and bye-bye.